This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Milwaukee residents will have a chance to participate in a historic mayoral election on April 5th. There is no incumbent on the ballot for the first time since 2004. Bob Donovan, a self-described conservative who served 4 years as a common council member, is facing acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson. If Johnson wins, he'll be the city's first elected black mayor. Corrine Hess has more.
Johnson and Donovan were the top vote-getters in a seven-way February primary. Johnson came out on top with nearly 42% of the vote. Donovan got 22%. Only about a quarter of registered voters went to the polls in February, and now, in the weeks leading up to the general election, enthusiasm for the race hasn't seemed to increase. At the Blue Kangaroo Laundromat on Milwaukee's South Side, most of the customers are unaware there is a mayor's race going on. For those who did know, many like Celio Palacio say the outcome doesn't matter much.
And I always like to read the platform of each one of the candidates, and most of the times, it just doesn't work.
Blue Kangaroo is in Bob Donovan's district, but Cavalier Johnson got 44% here, compared to Donovan's 39%. John Johnson is a research fellow at Marquette University Law School who has watched the race closely. He says despite the serious challenges the city is facing, he isn't expecting a high turnout on April 5th. The mayoral election will be the only thing on the April ballot in most parts of Milwaukee.
Turnout goes up quite a lot in the general election for mayor, but that also coincides with the presidential preference vote and often contested statewide elections for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Donovan has made crime his number one priority in the race. He's calling for more police officers and tougher penalties for criminals.
We have individuals in Milwaukee who behave badly, who behave in criminal ways that are getting away with it because they feel there are no consequences for their actions.
Cavalier Johnson wants to bring back about 200 police officers that were cut in previous city budgets. Both candidates' call for more cops hasn't resonated with everyone. For the first time since its inception, political advocacy group Black Leaders Organizing Communities isn't endorsing a candidate. The group's political director, Kyle Johnson, says neither contender is good for black people.
We know after 2020, after however many past years, we know cops in the black community, the way the current system is set up, is not working.
Cavalier Johnson says he understands where the group is coming from, but residents want police protection. Still, he says police are only part of the solution to the city's public safety problems.
And so when I talk about public safety, I talk about it in a holistic way that includes police, yes, but it also includes positive reforms to the department. It also includes prevention. It also includes mental health.
Back at the Blue Kangaroo, Carla Fiera is looking for stabilization in her neighborhood. She has worked at the laundromat for 3 years and lives nearby.
I have been seeing too much difference between, you know, other neighborhoods than here in this community. It needs a lot of help.
The business community feels the same. Tim Sheehy heads the Milwaukee Chamber. He says people across the city want the same things: safety, prosperity, and educational opportunities.
And I think that that fundamentally covers every resident in the city of Milwaukee, whether they're here doing business, whether they're playing, whether they're living here, or whether they're passing through.
Sheehy says the election of a new mayor is exciting because it doesn't happen very often in Milwaukee. In the last 60 years, there have been 4 mayors. No matter how it turns out, it's a chance to look at the city's challenges in a new way. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.